Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have a little update here.
On?
Pete Alonso.
Good or bad for if you're a Met fan that wants Pete, good or bad?
If you're a Met fan that wants Pete, I don't think it's good.
Oof.
If you're a Met fan who wants bigger and better,
Vladdy,
then I think you might be happy here. Okay. This is Ken Rosenthal less than 10 minutes ago. I just saw it come up. Pete Alonso's market is heating up. Blue Jays are in the mix.
I said them yesterday.
Alonso's market heating up with three teams, including the Blue Jays. Again, this according to Ken Rosenthal with Will Salmon of The Athletic.
Blue Jays?
With three teams, including the Toronto Blue Jays. They're engaged in discussions for the power-hitting first baseman. League sources said if the Blue Jays landed Alonso, they'd still prefer to keep Vladimir Guerrero Jr. But...
could be enticed with a nice package, basically.
But do the math.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Like that to me sounds like the Blue Jays are involved.
Yeah.
Could be a little more of an insurance plan.
Do you know the other two teams? Angels, well, maybe?
The Mets are one.
Oh, okay. Who's the other team? Angels?
It doesn't say, I don't
Giants,
think.
Giants? Okay, good.
Meanwhile, the New York Mets won a resolution, as the Post said. Angel also said it first.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are in active talks with other players, and it would be difficult to fit Alonso into their plans if they strike a deal in other pursuits. Okay. So the point is, though, Toronto is interested in Pete Alonso. You think Alonso's going to go there to be a DH? I think this is Toronto says, okay, Vlad's not coming to an extension. This is me just taking the information here and putting my own opinion on it based on common sense. It's Toronto saying, okay, we can't come to an agreement long-term with Vlad. Let's get Pete, who's going to produce and hit home runs, and we can get him to play first base at a good cost, and then maybe trade Vlad.
Okay, I can see why you see it that way. I don't see it quite that way.
Okay, how do you see it?
Toronto's been trying to give money away for years. Mm-hmm. Nobody's taken it. So, I don't think it quite goes like this. All right, Pete, here's our offer, and let's say Toronto, I'll just throw something wacky out. 4 years with an option, either way, whatever, $120 million, more appealing than the reported 3 years, $90 million on the table for the Mets. So I don't think it goes like this. Hey, Pete, here's the four, $120 with an option, but you're the DH. I just think it's an offer that is much more appealing than anybody else, and Pete might just find that enticing enough to go with. I don't think... Now, I'm not saying that there wouldn't be machinations behind closed doors from Toronto's perspective. Hey, listen, in case we have to trade him, you know, we got this guy who's going to hit some home runs and is a decent first baseman. We got a decent plan B. But I think now I think their plan is to deploy both.
I think after I gave this some more thought yesterday after Martino's report, I think that the Mets and Vlad are a lot more serious than that report from Martino would indicate, or that any of us thought about prior. Because the Mets definitely sold Soto on something. There's no way Soto was coming here thinking that this was going to be the plan, the current Mets lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And take it a step further. Would he be okay if it were just Alonso? And if that were the case, then why wouldn't Alonso already be signed by the Mets when Alonso's camp went to the Mets with a three-year deal, with hat in hand, basically tail between the legs, three-year deal? If they told Soto, hey, we're going to bring Pete back, why wouldn't they then do that? Because I think, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but in this particular case, based off of the brilliant reporting from my colleague at SNY, Andy Martino, about the Mets already inquiring about Vladimir through the Blue Jays, based on the timeline that the Blue Jays have set for, or that Guerrero has set, meaning no contract extension talks after the first day of spring training,
mm-hmm.
now you throw Toronto potentially being involved in Pete Alonso, Vlad also Dominican, Soto Dominican, both younger players. I'm assuming they're probably friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would be willing to bet, and I don't know this, that the Mets in their pitch to Soto had eyes on Vlad, whether it be trading for him now or signing him next year. And at this particular point, I think, in my gut, Vlad is going to be a Met.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry to do this to you again, buddy.
And he's tell everybody the sweatshirt that you're wearing, just in case they're not watching.
This is the best gift I got this year. My sister and my niece and nephew, Flushing, Queens. Soto! A Soto shirt! Now I'm going to have to add to it. Soto! And Vlad! I think it's happening. I don't know if it's going to happen now. I really, BT, you're telling me there's not legitimacy to what I just said?
I'm not saying that. I'm definitely not saying that. It just seems like quite the orchestration. I mean, and I'm not saying that that's implausible, but like, do you think, let me push it a little bit of a different direction. This would be devious, but yeah. I don't rule it out. Do you think there's a chance that, you know, Vlad, no matter what Toronto puts in front of Vlad, he's not signing?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think that there's a chance through some sort of back channel intermediary, Vlad's people kind of communicated that, I'll say loosely, so there's no collusion or anything illegal going on, to the Mets, which is now, and now you drop the deadline, hey, first day of spring, I don't have it. Now there's all sorts of things going on that is emboldening the Mets to not sign Pete because they expect that Vlad's just going to force his way out to go to Queens. Is that possible?
Yes.
I think it is, too. The only thing that could sabotage that is that Toronto controls where Vlad's going.
Right.
And now, talent evaluation is very subjective. We talk about this. They might love Acuna. They might mm-hmm. love Beatty. They might love Gilbert, or all the other guys you got. But they might love, I don't know, the Angels players a lot more. I don't know. So it could be a little bit of everything, but it definitely feels real.
And you left out a key part. I agree. Toronto controls where Vlad goes for now.
Yeah.
That he's a free agent to be,
yep.
The worst case scenario for the Mets would be that, the worst case would be that they trade Vlad somewhere that he signs an extension. But that's up to Vlad. So if he really does want to be with the Mets,
yep.
And there's reason to believe he would because he knows that they have a rich owner and maybe his guy Soto is there.
And he hates the Yanks.
Okay, so if he does, then he would probably say, okay, well, that's great. You want to trade me to the Angels? I'm not going to sign there.
Great, I'll play for a year, and then I'm going.
So outside of the worst case, which Vlad controls, whether he could hit free agency or not,
yep.
The other worst case would just be that the Mets have to, not punt this year, but figure out other options this year. Maybe Santander for a year, maybe Mauricio, whatever.
We can't do Santander for a year. Well, you're not coming to 44 home runs, but I got you.
I don't know, maybe whoever comes.
I got you.
A shorter term thing to figure out this year.
Yeah.
And then in the offseason, he's there.
Let me give you plausible.
Yes.
Let me give you a worst case scenario.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Vlad Guerrero gets dealt somewhere. It's not the Mets.
Right.
He signs somewhere, and Pete says, right. Screw you.
Understood.
I'm out.
Again, much like my risk with Mitch, I'm willing to take that risk.
You're a gambling man.
Ooh. High risk, high reward.
Hoff, you excited? What do you think about this?
Vladdy's coming up. Come on, baby.
You mean to tell me that David Stearns, who's been sitting there playing, you know, ball with Pete Alonso, that he's going to, you know, I'm not moving from this number these years. All of a sudden, he's going to cave to a Toronto Blue Jays trade? I don't think...
Not cave.
No,
he's
doing it to get Vladdy.
I think he wants to do it.
No. But my point is, you think that the Blue Jays are just going to hand him over for like a bag of balls?
No, I don't.
He's
going to
want the top prospect.
Yeah, and Stearns going to do it.
But you do it because it's Vlad Guerrero.
Half these guys Stearns didn't even bring in anyway, Hoff. This is Epler's team.
Hold on a second. You're killing me, both of you. The fact that you're going to sit there, all these prospects that they're trying to build up, and all of a sudden you're just going to trade them away, all five of them, for a rental player that you're not guaranteed to sign.
Yes.
Oh, hello, Juan Soto, part two.
Yes.
Did we not learn from the Yankees last year?
Yes, you do it every time.
No. Hoffman, you cutting some sound?
That's how you turn it to Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman, how do you feel about not having Juan Soto on the team and trade away five guys for nothing?
What is your obsession with Alonso?
Yeah, he's turned on his
It's not Alonso. I don't think you're going to
trust Stearns. Hoff is so mad.
He doesn't trust Stearns.
No, I don't.
He doesn't.
That's the problem.
How's the pitching staff?
How was it last year?
January 16th still.
Oh, the pitching staff, I believed in much more than Canning Griffin or Griffin Canning, whatever the hell his name is. Come on.
Hoff was so mad and hurt by
Look at that stupid hat on his head.
He's got a hat hanging
with the big thing.
100 years, baby. 100 years.
He's so upset about the Alonso potential
now
with the Mets. He brought in the Mets schedule, the giveaway for this year.
Yes,
he comes in, I'm like, what's this? He's like, oh, it's the giveaways for the Mets. We're like, okay, well, so what about it? He goes, no Alonzo stuff.
Yeah. And why would there be? Not on the contract.
Hey, David Wright and Hello Kitty are on there.
And Vlad Jr. soon. I really feel it.
Hey, Vlad, Hello Kitty, there's a global demand for that. I don't even think a team in baseball wants Pete.
The KBO. I told you.
Beanie Babies are probably more in demand than Pete at this point from 20 years ago.
Hey, oh, God. I really hope the Blue Jays sign Pete.
Oh, God.
Expedite the process. You know what I'm saying, BT?
Yeah, I do. I know what he's saying.
When you start to connect the dots and think, well, what the hell is going on here? Did the Mets really want Pete? And Stearns, despite the lack of trust maybe from Hoff or Beningo or some others or Mets fans, despite that, he's smart. He may be playing chess. Everybody else playing checkers. All of a sudden, you quickly go from the thought of losing Pete to the thought of gaining Vlad. And there isn't a person that I talked to yesterday via text that wasn't as pumped up as you could be about the idea of the dream of pairing Guerrero with Soto.
I'm going to say that. I know we got a break here. We'll come back. We'll get these calls. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal. If you guys get Vladdy, I am going to point my cannon right in the Bronx. And I am going to scream every day. You better get somebody else. Pony up 7 years for Bregman. I don't even really want. Do something.
You're going to have TJ LeMay. You're starting it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.